We're going to kind of dive Masechtas Rosh Hashanah at above. We begin on Amud Aleph. We begin the Tosafot Masechta. We begin with the Gemara. But the Menazei Nafkei. You know this halacha from Ben Azai, which the Gemara is asking. Why do you have to say B'chol Chayv Lo B'Kam Ben Chachay to say the Kam doesn't come possible? You know from Ben Azai. What this Tosafot is that how can you ask from Ben Azai that to say what do you need your drasha for? When B'Slayv Perik Beis Dizvachem Nafkei Tosafot Ben Aleph Pulling Grib Elazar Ben Azai, he disagrees on Ben Azai. But there's the Isai, and expounds this Isai that Bezevichu Medaber, that actually is talking about the coin. Maybe Medaber coins, not talking about by the coins. You see that there are those make different drushes. What are you asking? What do you need it for? Maybe we don't hold Benazai. Or at least this Mandama. So it says, Taisis, you're right. But we'll wait till the Astro kind of the Benazai. The Gemara wants to resolve that. Even if you were holding Benazai, what would the Becha come to teach you? Now, it says, Taisis, Mekula Sugi Masikasam, Tumay Beshmain. That whole Sugi, but there comes out. Like our sugya, in regards to the conclusion of b'chachet of lim ishtachachet. Now, since the Ketzach is a little bit difficult, why? Sure, hasim dechil yashem nosa dachem ali de benazai. There, the Gemara is pushing to try to explain the teaching of the achirim according to benazai. Meaning, the, like our Gemara said, what do you mean? We learned it out. The achirim said. That we learn out that the halacha of b'chayr comparing to meiser, that it's not possible from Shan l'chaverta, and the Gemara they're trying to explain, like in similar to our Gemara, trying to say like, oh, what do you mean? Benazai learns out from somewhere else. Now ubitmur b'seif elu kachim in t'mur chaval from a beis gaber abuso in megimot bar b'sham gimel zekinim when brings down that he said three teachings in name of three elders, from there mashma it sounds like. The Benazai, the Mukhe Akesha, the Maisel Bechayr, that he compares Maisel to Bechayr, that Ma Bechayr in Nechel Lefnei Menachayma, just like Bechayr could only be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim, of Maisel in Nechel Lefnei Menachayma, so too could only be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. Sounds like that less laid the Acherim, that he doesn't hold the Acherim. Why? Because for Kama, the Gemara says it with the Rabbanu, Kron Rabbanu, meaning Rabbi Shmuel and Kiva and Benazai. The mafkele tamachrina that they use it for something else, which they explain the hekash bechor to meiser, not like the achirim. So according to them, bechor shein nifsa mashon lechaberto that it shouldn't be invalid from one year to the next. Nalahu, where do they know it from? Migmar says they know it from the same from lekecha techlin shana shana. Now, but Tois Medayik, it sounds like from this Gemara that Ben Azai doesn't compare bechor to meiser like the achirim. So what's the Gemara Zibachim asking Ben Azai? That he doesn't need the Joshua Isai Belayotza keep to the lintel of Nachayim. One of Benazai disagrees with Nachayim. So he says, you're right. In Lochash, in Hashas, Hailchim, Yashab, Chalinin. It's still, you don't have to be concerned if the Gemara goes and tries to resolve in all different ways that's possible, which even though you're right, it's obvious that Benazai disagrees with Nachayim. So we're trying to explain Nachayim like Benazai. Still, the Gemara tries to figure out that even if there would be, let's say, someone that would hold like that, that how would it work out that you already have it for something else, and therefore it tries to figure out Nachayim even like Benazai. That a person's wife dies, if they ask him for the money and he doesn't have it. Now, what does that mean? The end of the second paragraph of the Zbacham, doesn't base, especially when Rashi explains, Mom shall guess, stolen monies that he's not paying back. Avanira says, but it appears actually the man Benedi, but Tom actually a vow that he promised that he's going to give. Like it's obvious in the Gemara Shabbos of Lamed Beis and Beis Tanah Gwinner Brachim Nosh Nami says, "But Amin the Darim for the sin of vows, Meis Ish the Shalom." Person's wife passes away. Shem like it says in the Pesuk, "Meim the Chalas Shalom." If you don't want to pay, Lo Meikach Meshkavchem Etachtech. Why should they have to take your bed, which is a euphemism to your wife, from beneath you? Now, B'had the Darsh Halcha B'Chachet Vay B'Ish Tochachet, and I, our Gemara, expounds it from that in you the sin is not in your wife's a sin, which. We see that we say that the Gemara says that oh the chiddush is that Baal Ta'achir, a person's wife doesn't die, where but a person violates Baal Ta'achir, it's for the sin of Nadam that his wife dies, and so says Taisis that Ma'ir b'Mishalom Achakach, yeah, because that's talking about what you ultimately pay Hashav Baal Ta'achir, but you're buying Baal Ta'achir. Just so we're saying that the wife dies is when he doesn't want to pay up at all. But again, it's regarding the Durim that the death is, and not like Rashi says, because of Gezel. To the next, does Master begin with the word Zigmar, Zu Mitzvah Seh. And it says Mitzvah, that's referring to the positive commandment to pay on time. What do you see from that? From Mitzvah Seh, because the Pasim Amid, but by Yitzim Tasu, what comes out of your mouth, you should do, you see that Mitzvah Seh is Tasu, is that that's a positive commandment. To the next test, Masla, to begin with the word Zigmar, Tishma, and says, to safeguard Zumitz's Lysa, it refers to a negative prohibition of Baltacha. Which Lysa is saying it's a wonder. Why? Because Harminim Pergamites is the one. Zigmar tells an Avon of Zagvam and Avram, Mahodamukim. Regarding this, Rabbi Yitzchak Lili explains regarding the Mitzvah Tefillin that says Vishmarta Zechukah Zayis. You should safeguard this statute, where it says Lomi Adam Yom Yamimo, which means it Tefillin is by day and not at nighttime. Now, the Muki Rabbi Kiva BePesel. Kiva actually disagrees, and he actually explains the pasuk referring to the Pesach. And the Gemara increases, and in the beginning there asks Pesach has Mitzvah Sasei. According to Bikiva, if it's my Pesach, that the Shemarta comes to Pesach whatever love. So the Gemara says, no, the Falachi Pesach is a mitzvah saseh. Pesach is a mitzvah saseh. Why? I says a lashon shmirah. Oh, mishum the shama dasei aseh, because although it says a shama, but it's going to positive commandment. It has a lachis status as a positive commandment. So therefore, it's going to be just a mitzvah saseh. And v'chein peg basid the yuma, also the last peg given the peyal v'nal v'kaber hodam and v'lashlakish that he says. Why doesn't it say a warning regarding the mitzvah of Inu b'Yemi Kippurim? So he says that Mishum Delay Avsha. It's not possible. There's no wording to say a negative prohibition regarding Inu. Because how should you write it? There's no, each way would sound like something different. Uparachtigma asks why. To be careful with Inu. And we know that Hisham is always a negative prohibition. My answer is no. Hisham, I say. Again, the same idea. To be careful in the positive commandment is going to itself have a status of a positive commandment. Now, so Taisa says, "Vahinami Hisham Adasei." Who? What do we hear also in our Gemara when we're darshening this pasuk at Ishmer? It's a shamar of a positive commandment because that's what you said. You said that the first word Mitzvah Vesecha is a positive commandment. You're saying Tishmer, it means Shal Mashanada, that you should pay what you bad, Vasim Mitzvah Vesecha, and you should do what came out of your mouth. So how are we learning from Tishmer? A Mitzvah Slice, say. So for some words, you could say it's like this. The Tefillin Lachash Kei Zachama, Tefillin, after sunset, Dukoi A'asei Danachas Tefillin, which that's going on the positive commandment of wearing Tefillin, the Torah is coming to tell you that you should do it in the proper time. Yes, the Shemarta is going to be Havasei, it's going to be a positive commandment. And you're right, that's what Hisham Adasei Asei. But when it says over here, Mitzvah Vesecha Tishmar, that here, Koi Aloy Ta'achid El Elmin, it's actually going on, the words Loy Ta'achid that it said before that, which Shayishma Shlei Acher, it's telling you a Lashon of Shmira on the Loy Ta'achir, which therefore it's telling you a Loy Sase. Now, moreover, continues Taisis. He says, after sunset, the Hishamer the Asei Lavu, where he says that the Hishamer of the Asei is a negative prohibition, that it is a Lav. So, Ahid the Pesach Amila Mitzvah Asei, so this that the Gemara tells increases that Kam Pesach Amila is a positive commandment, Akachel like Rabbi Kiva, obviously not like Rabbi Kiva, because according to Rabbi Kiva, Vishmat Zechuk HaZois that's going on Pesach, according to Rabbi Yechon, the Hishamer is a Lav. Comes according to Bekiva, Pesach should be a lav. So obviously, that's not like a Bekiva, that Mishnah, in the beginning of the Masechta Krisis. Now, additionally, you have to say Vahi, the Reish Lakish de Yuma, which we also quoted before, that he said that even if it would have said Hishama Be'inui, it would have been a Mitzvah Zasei, according to Be'echim, it's not true. He says Hishama Dasei is a lav. So obviously, you have to say that Lekhaime, that doesn't remain according to the conclusion. Because according to the conclusion, it's not true. Hishama Dasei is a lav. But says Tosfos immediately, Tochan Kol Opening like Rabbi Kiva. We can't say the opening Mishnah itself is not like Rabbi Kiva, because the Mishnah in the Parakam of the Krisis, this is a Mishnah in the first Parak Krisis of Beis and Aleph. The Sugi Deshmaita Mashma Begemara and the Sugi sounds like that on Daf Gimel of Beis. That the Asik Rabbi Kiva, that is like Rabbi Kiva. Why? Because the Gittoni, oh, but like Gittoni Yedaini. The Gemara asks, why doesn't it say Yedaini? So the Gemara answers that because Yedaini is Lav Hashem B'Maisa, and therefore it's not going to have a Chatzis B'Shegi. So the Gemara says that. That's according to Rabbi Kiva, that the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, the Mishnah increases like Rabbi Kiva, and so you see Rabbi Yochanan holds it's going like Rabbi Kiva, that there is a Chibachat to see by Lav Shem B'Maisa, which, therefore how can you say that it doesn't say Yedainu because it's Lav Shem B'Maisa. But one thing you see, the Mishnah increases is according to Rabbi Kiva. But that's difficult because according to Rabbi Yochanan, Hishama is considered a lav. According to Bekiba, Bishamat is going on Pesach, the Pesach should have a lav. So why is saying increases? The Pesach is assay. You have to differentiate, and this is Rabbi Yechanan. That's not similar to other Hishomas of Arsei, because by Shemarta of Tefillin, where we expound Yamim and not nighttime, so that's what Shemarta is telling you, that not to wear Tefillin at nighttime. Whereas by Pesach, the Tosfos of Shemarta is to be careful by Kum Ba'Arsei to do the Korban Pesach. Even Rabbi Yechanan agree that Shemarta over there would be considered as a mitzvah asay. So it comes up from the Tosfos that a Shomer of a lav, according to everyone, is a lav. Our Gemara, mitzvah tishma, according to everyone, is going to be a lav because it's going on Ba'al Ta'acha. Shemata is chukah, which according to Zeglu is going on Tefillin. That's a machlik b'yichan b'loza, is like a lav or asay. Shemata is chukah, according to B'kiva, is going on Pesach, according to everyone, would be considered as asay, even according to B'yichan. Continuing next, Tez Masa, to begin with the Gemara, b'ficha to tzedakah. When it says b'ficha, it refers to tzedakah. Why? So Tez says, a pasuk in Yeshayah, that's like it says, yotzim p'i tzedakah. Which you see, P is referring to what comes out, is referring to charity. Shouldn't excess master begin with words the Gemara Yaakov Oisus in the pasuk he should bring the carbon. Lam Shakarbin said this teaches that we subdue him and we force him to bring his carbon. Which Shais really says, comment to say Namikan. From every pasuk man we force a person to do. Kedama Perek Nevishin Spot like the Gemara says Shubat Davim Tzim Beis. Makan Esachot Tzim Nafshe. Every mitzvah say we hit him until his life his soul comes out. I spend the question of what this of Krahacha. So why do you need a special pasuk to teach by Karbanas? Mishum Nesugi Dadi, because you would have thought to say Dein Karvin Kano here, you would not force Levisha Gadol Tzendi, because it says that it has to be willingly. That's the Chiddush, as the Gemara explains it, that, yeah, Karvin Nesi, actually, yeah, Mirai Tzendi. But really, every mitzvah with Karvin Nesi. Then it says, Ventema, take a second look. It says, if you're going to say, Hadid Nam Pergam and Mishkali, this Gemara says, Nechon Amach Abal's mouth. Chiyiv Echatzis, Vashama is regarding if someone has an obligation to be Echatzis, Oshim, Eim, Mashkinez, we don't take a lateral. Whereas Chiyiv Oilis, Vashlam, someone has an obligation of Oilis, Mashkinez, we do take a lateral. So, hey, Renami, what's Kis talking about? Imik made us live about Ta'acha, if it's before he had the liability about Ta'acha, he didn't violate that yet. Why take collateral? He has time there too. We do have about Ta'acha, and we already violate Ta'acha, but the Hashem is not me that you see he's not bringing it, so we should be Mashkin. So, how do we understand that differentiation? Yeshlam says what you could say is the Lail Mashal Abadam. Yeah, we're talking about what he didn't violate yet. El the Chazin Hashem is Atzlavi, but we see he's lazy and bring it. And he's spending unnecessary monies. That he doesn't have any leftover money so he can buy his carbon. That's why we take collateral in regards to Eilis Lachlamim. The im aim we encountered the Chatzis and Ashim, where since there was a Chiyuvim, we're not suspecting him. But the im aim might be Mal Mashkanoi. But if we don't have what to take collateral, then us Kaifi, then yes, then we force him, like we say over here. But then Vim Temet says, if you can say that Ba'ilis might tell me Ba'ilis Mashkunai to Machatos Hashem. So what's the reason? Why Ba'ilis? And are we doing more of a Kaivinus than Chatzas Bashamis? Meaning what? Well, before I come to this Vacham, Ba'ilis not Machamacha Yubasei. Ba'ilis also our Toma. I thought my Toma, we're not going to have to be concerned because he's going to want to have Kapara. Ba'ilis is also Kapara because it atones for if someone violates the positive commandment. So it says, you can say, yes, yeah, but Kibin Amin Mal, since we say in general, in human affair, Vav Manal. Shema said, Shuba, if someone did repentance, Lezaz Misham, he doesn't move from the Misham Achim, until they forgive him. So how do you have a Shuba Miskabra? He could already have a Tom with Shuba, even without the Oila. It's not simple to Chatz and Ashim, where you only could do it with those Kabbalahs. Therefore, they were not concerned, but Oila, we would be concerned. To next day's lesson, to begin the words of the Gemara Chad, one is talking about, we have these two Pesukim, why we have two Pesukim to teach about the Acher for all these different halachas. Oh, so one is talking about the Amavalei Afresh, where he said, but he wasn't Afresh, and one is talking about Afresh, and it was not Makkah. So this Taisis nearly it appears to be the Mishani Kach. That is what the Gemara's answer. Shari Hiksha, because the Gemara had three questions. One's Me'asei, from the positive commandment, and at least one's from the negative prohibition, and one's from Yosui, from this that the Bezin forces him to bring his Chiyuvim. So this Taisis Nira, it seems, B'chol Chad, each one seems like it needs two psukim. But Trey Lomali, and that's the question, why do you need two psukim for all these three halachas? My answer is, yeah, each one of these halachas require two psukim. Why? The Chad Kra'asik Lal, one pasuk has come because of Amavalei Afresh, where he said that he's going to do it, but he didn't separate. But Kra'asheni Asag Lal, and the second pasuk comes because Afresh Lal, where he separated but didn't bring it. And each one needs that. Well, Prophet Gemara asked, Mimitzis Amr to Amr of the Avrisha, could you really say that one of them is talking about where he just said it wasn't Avrish? I've been a Dabak Sivabe. In that context, the positive on the Dabba, but now Mechulam, we learned in the Mishnah that the Dabba said you were Mafresh and you said Harizu. So this is Purisha Kach nearly. This is the explanation of the Gemara. The Gemara's question is, how could you explain that the Pasik is talking about the Asay Lise and forcing on the Dabba the Krai? On the pasuk dom of the average that you said, but you weren't mafresh. Ha'isin gimel and yonim. But these three ideas of asay and malaysis of isuyin nearer the koil and the dove kamoil and neder. That these things are applicable by the dove just like by neder. Shabbos a krog siv the dove Because in that pasuk it says nedabek gedamal el nedabek mashmal, like it says nedabek means like literally. So be'eich matzeh heyes koy amma v'la'afresh l'nedabek. How could it be going in the case of when you said you were nafresh am nedabek? Hoseh epechem mezeh. But this is the opposite of this. Meaning, shay amma v'la'afresh, when you said you weren't nafresh, eino ema harayzu. You're obviously not saying this because you weren't nafresh it. Other rabbi who ema haray alike is a neder. It's like saying it's upon me like a neder. Shari eino nafresh. You're not separating that. But nedabek pirushi is the exact opposite. To amma reizu umafresh b'yisur shalke nani yisur b'chulu. So that was the Gemara's question. Shani Gemara answered, Meshkachas la da'amav le'afresh. Yeah, you could have, well, you said it weren't ma'afresh, the mashman neder, which sounds like a neder, but Meshkachas la'tach, you could actually have two different halachic elements of that case. Afel le'ben adabah, could even be adabah. How is that possible? Gagirah in the Amma, where he says, Hardeh le'oyla, it's a palmy oyla, amanash le'ischam bachrisu, that I'm not responsible for his insurance. When he says Hari Elai, who can make neder? When he's saying Hari Elai, that's like a neder. But it's last neder. He wants to make a neder. But when he explained din neder, which is ba'ima de'in chavas l'schab bechrisu, when he doesn't want to respond to Zacharias, and the Gemara says Alma. So you see the Meshkachas law. You could have the Amav le'afresh where you said you weren't afresh. K'may ha'im Hari Elai, like when you say it's upon me. But calls Zayis, he can neder, and still it's going to be like a neder. She reads l'schab bechrisu can neder, where he wants that he shouldn't be responsible for its insurance like a neder. Clearly, next test master begins to the Gemara is a neder. What's this? It says Mishnah in Perikam of the Kinnah. It's a Mishnah in the first parak of Kinnah Mishnah Al. Ketanah next says the Master begin with the Gemara. Manash leischai b'charusa on condition that I'm not responsible for its insurance. Which Tzai said qualifies as like demel masla mashakad b'tayr. This is not similar to when you stipulate on what the Torah writes, which is not valid tonight, because the neder itself, this is yichai in achrayis, not gzeis akasa, because he's indebting himself because he's saying a lie. But if he qualifies and says he doesn't want to, that's not mashna mashakad b'tayr, and therefore that is a valid way of making it into, like we called it, an edom.